2 days from now, it is Christmas Eve, and I was inspired to talk about Jesus the Christ. I am not a Christian, I'm not religious, I have not read the Bible, but intuitively, the phrases I have heard through my life that Jesus had said has been open up the more mystical meaning of it automatically without taking thought. So I thought this is a good occasion to give a little bit of understanding to Jesus Christ, what he truly was, as my intuition revealed to me. As a truly realized human being, which at what point human being was not even there, he gave few very significant points. When he says, I am the way, the light, and the truth, he was indicating that the I am, that consciousness that says I am, in each one of us is the way. Meaning that if we realize that who we really are as I am is no different than what he was and what the Father was, we realize that we are not the personality, we are not the ego, we are not the thoughts, we are not even the body or emotions and feelings. He did not say, I am this and that. He just said, in order to get to the source of our own being is through I am. Now, the humanity takes this I am to be this body or this profession or this bank account or the title of being a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, or this and that. But the I am as a pure beingness is the way to recognize and realize ourselves. So the I am is the key. And I am, if is purely held onto, will take us to the immense silence of the mind. And that is the origin or the nature of who we were and we are before the polluted ideas penetrated and covered it. Now, he also says the kingdom of God is within you, or the kingdom of heaven, as I have heard. He does not say the kingdom of heaven is without you. He says it's within you. What is this within? Meaning that the five senses constantly want to reach out and get informations, ideas, and turn it to beliefs and acceptance and cover up this kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you means your true home, your true treasure house. It is in silence when the I am is released of all titles and positions. And that is an empty mind. An empty mind is one with the truth. He also says, I in the midst of me is mighty. What is this I that is mighty? It is not I am a child or a daughter or a guide or a guru. It is just simply the I. And it is mighty because it's a universal mind. It is not a personal mind. It is not a divided I or a personal I. It has grander and encompassing existence. So as I alone, we are no different than the Christ or the Jesus or Krishna or Rama, because there is that consciousness that was in them that says, I am, is the same consciousness that it is in me and it is in you that says, I am. The problem is that we don't stop there. We identify ourselves with an I am that is possessed this body or this name or this position or this title. So going back to the purity of I am and the oneness with the Father, it is simple, simple, and with the simplicity of just dropping what is not pure I am.